Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Cattle futures closed higher today. We were $2 higher in the August feeders, 147.47, about 42 points off the 147.90 high. But on back, we were higher, but not as high. September up $1.85, October up $1.42. And we're noticing a surge in the front month markets here, which is indicative of a supply shortage as the cattle are trying to be brought forward through higher prices early. So that's been going on for a couple years now, and it looks like it's still intact. Live cattle were 40 to 80 higher here. August up 47 at 116.70, and that was about 40 cents off the high. October up 60, and then December's up 47. The box beef at midday was $1.41 higher on choice, 199.81, so we're still below that $200 level. Select up 96, 192.42. Cash markets are 114 bid and 120 ask currently. And yesterday afternoon's feeder cattle index, 145.12, up 15 cents. So we're still at a premium to the market there. Charts are starting to turn a little bit positive as we go through previous highs and resistance levels. We're also a good bit, $5 or so above the 50-day moving average in the August feeders. And so that's lending its hand to the bull camp as that market gains steam.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain market started off today really strong, but then tapered off there in the soybeans, only up a penny here at 9.54 in November, and that was 12 cents off the high. Early this morning, the USDA announced a couple of really big soybean sales along with one corn sale. Nearly 700,000 metric tons of beans were sold, 441,000 to China, and then 256,000 metric tons to unknown. So we've seen here as the dollar has gotten weaker over the past couple weeks, along with the price of beans getting weaker, the export market for that is really heating up. Corn, we had a 290,000 metric ton sale, so that overall the export market is really good. Now this Friday we've got the Informa Crop update on their estimates on yield and production. If it is anything like the FC Stone numbers from yesterday, which were really big, and it's anticipated to be bigger than USDA. So that's Friday, and then the next week we've got the August 12th reports, which is the USDA production, and then FSA acreage also that same day. And at this point, we don't have any real weather concerns. There are some areas that are really dry, but for the most part, we've had a pretty good growing year, and the longer-term forecasts look like they're going to be okay. So it looks like we're going to have a really big corn and soybean crop. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.